Snow, what's going on?
Miss Amelia!
I don't understand. Where did the snowstorm come from?
It only started to fall a few moments ago, but it's already started to pile up quite heavily. And of course we can't evacuate. Still, we've escaped the worst of it thanks to this.
Thank goodness, but who made it for all of you?
So are you saying you aren't the one who's responsible for this?
You thought I made it? Mm-mm.
But that spirit said if we wanted to thank someone, it should be Miss Amelia. Actually, they said Leah.
It was Puck.
What are you waiting for? You still have a job to do, Leah.
Everyone, I finished the last trial. However, I think it's too dangerous to move at the moment. So for now, take refuge in the graveyard. You there! Would you oversee that for me?
Right!
And what is it that you'll be doing?
It seems I'm expected to head in that direction. Could you wait for me?
We'll keep the vow we made before you started the trial. Stay safe, Miss Amelia, and be careful.
Why, Rom?
You lost your temper when she burned the book. That's not like you. But she was prepared for what would happen. Cause she's strong.
Rom, why did you?
Please, listen. Master Roswell, I love you.
You lost this time, Roswell. And she got just what she wanted. She crossed that fine line. Soon, Leah will finish her trial. And that book of yours is gone. While your attachment to that thing was pretty impressive, you still... Snow? No, it can't be. You got me, didn't you? You inscribed the spell that calls the snow clouds before the battle even began. It'll fall. Then end up the way Subaru was afraid of. I'm gonna go and try to delay that. Roswell, you really amaze me. You're quite a magician. As far as I know, there's no human alive as skilled at magic as you. But no matter how far you go, you're still a human. You're never going to be like that devil.
I made snow fall, as the Tome of Wisdom dictated. What do I do now? Dear Rom. That's it, yes. Teacher, talk to me. Say something. Please tell me. What should I do, teacher? Answer me! I don't know anything. Please, give me your guidance again.
Mana's swirling around here. Could this be what's making all the snow fall? Puck is waiting. I have to go. Miss Ryuzu?
Miss Amelia, why are you here?
There are this many of you? Making you all must have been so rough on your poor mother.
Explanations regarding us clones can wait. Please, for now, I just need you to stop me.
Sorry, but I don't know what you mean. You're Miss Shima, right?
Miss Amelia, the very fact that you are here must mean you have overcome the trial. It seems Yangar's wager was correct.
Is that Miss Ryuzu inside the magic crystal? Are you here to get her out? Should we take her to the graveyard together?
Unbelievable. You see this and that's the very first thing you think of?
It's fine. If we make a sled and then put her on it, I'm sure we can all manage to pull her there.
Your kind gesture is appreciated, but the reason I came here is to fulfill my role along with my ancestor who lies dormant within this crystal.
Fulfill your role?
Indeed. This crystal is the core of the barrier surrounding the sanctuary. Your recent activity has undone its spell. Once the core is gone, the sanctuary's role will be completed, and it will be liberated. If it is gone, of course.
Does that have to happen right now? I'm not sure if you've noticed, but it's snowing really hard outside, so maybe you could just...
In the event that this facility is destroyed and the one who runs it is lost, the damage will be irreparable. We are the key to preventing that. Miss Amelia, take this.
Hold on. Is this Puck?
The Great Spirit visited here in advance and managed to delay the spell's activation. His actions will save everyone, though his strength was exhausted.
And he also made that wall of ice to protect everyone in the sanctuary from the snow. Then pushed himself to the brink like this so I knew. Oh, Puck, how many other impossible things did you do?
He lent us aid in many forms, all of which are appreciated. Now that we have been given this opportunity, it is my responsibility to fulfill our role.
Yes, I understand that, but still...
Our beloved grandson Garf has been with me for 10 years now. At this very moment, he is risking his life, giving his all to make it to the outside. I will do everything I can to try and help. My sister's made from half of me. I must ask you to please watch and see where it takes him.
Leave the rest to me. I'll take care of it.
It seems you have grown a shocking amount in just half a day's time. This is the one thing old folks like me take sheer pleasure in.
Go, Ryuzu. Dry your tears. There's something that we need to do.
What is it, Miss Amelia?
A wish has been entrusted to me, and now I need to fulfill it. Which means all your crying will have to wait. People I love told me that, and it was always with a smile. Now I'd like for you to tell me where to find Ram and Roswell. Roswell, snap out of it! You can't stay here! You need to get out of the cold! Rum? Hey! Rum? She's alive! It's alright, there's still time! Did you hear me? helping her, aren't you? Listen, right now I need you to pick her up and come with me. I'll do what I can, so don't give up.
It's too late.
Huh?
It won't matter.
Don't you dare say things like that! What do you mean by it won't matter? Of course it does, so you need to get up now! Don't lose hope and think that there's nothing we can do! For me, Rom, and for you! Every single thing matters, everything counts, understand? I did it! I completed the trial! The past that I was afraid to face! The happy present that could have happened! The awful future that might come true one day! I saw everything! Even so, I still pressed on! I won't give up! And now I finally get to move forward! What are you doing? Hey! When you're talking with someone, you need to look them in the eye! I refuse to let people say they're losing heart. As long as you're still breathing, things have meaning. They're important! Those trials made me more determined than ever. I'm never giving up on anyone again! Why are they here? Maybe they're following me because I'm a witch. Or is it? Because Puck's with me. Get Roswell and Rom out of here. When we get back to the graveyard, I'll do whatever it takes to protect all of you! I began waiting for that person after I lost Ryuzu, and the sanctuary was established in her place. That event happened in a matter of moments, but it still haunts me to this day.
Listen to me, Beatrice. I'm leaving you in charge of the library that's filled with my knowledge. This is a crucial responsibility. I want you to continue protecting it until the time comes.
Huh?
I know. We'll call it the Forbidden Library. And over there, I'll write down all of the collected wisdom that I possess and then store it for safekeeping.
Wait!
I want you to build it inside Roswell's mansion. I'm confident he'll be honored and will even help you.
Wait a minute, I suppose. What's all this about a Forbidden Library? I don't know what you're talking about. I just want to stay with you.
I'm sorry, little one, but you won't be of any help against an enemy Roswell can't handle. We each share an immense amount of knowledge. What happens if we both die? I feel rather obligated to pass it down.
Hold on. Are you telling me that my power exists for this very moment? And you knew it from the beginning? What's this?
Though it's a bit incomplete, this is a replica of the Tome of Wisdom that the Authority granted to me. It should serve as a simple guide to its owner's future, anyway. There are two copies. This one is meant for you, and I gave the other to Roswell. I'm sorry, but please understand. We should discuss the time frame. In the unlikely event that I don't return, someone who's deemed suitable for inheriting my wealth of knowledge will come for you.
What kind of someone will this be?
For now, let's just call them that person. Until then, you must wait. Your compliance is my final request of you. Betty, I want you to grow up healthy, at least.
With that, I moved to Roswell's mansion, just as Mother had instructed me to. I built the Forbidden Library and became its guardian. At some point, Roswell started stopping by on a fairly regular basis.
Hello and good day. I thought I'd drop by again for another visit. Replication of the soul.
The information he sought was within the books. During these times, we rarely spoke to each other.
Pleased to meet you, Miss Beatrice. It's an honor. I've heard all about you from my predecessor. And I understand. So don't worry. As the current Roswell, Roswell B. Mathers, I will inherit your role and your debt to your mother.
As time passed, Control over the mansion was handed down from one Roswell to the next. Apart from those brief moments, nothing of note happened for the next 400 years. A few people found their way to the Forbidden Library and attempted to take me out of it. But that never happened. When I was reunited with the one I looked up to as a big brother, my heart sang for the first time in ages. But I soon came to realize that the two of us weren't the same. Driven by envy and jealousy, I buried my emotions and stopped talking, so I wouldn't hurt the half-devil girl who was always with him. And then...
The first NPC found!
Suddenly, without hesitation, an outsider walked in with dirty shoes on.
What's up?
For whatever reason, he stayed in the mansion, and he was different from the others who came to the Forbidden Library. At times, I even thought he might be that person, as Mother had mentioned to me. The fear that the faint hope I had would end up betrayed began to consume me, so I sent him to the sanctuary according to Roswell's plans. Then Roswell himself departed for the sanctuary, saying that he was off to see the Witch of Greed, and I realized he intended to settle the score. What about me, then? A blank book. A promised savior who never came for me. I finally admitted to myself that person wasn't going to show up. They never were. I've known that for a long time. And yet...
I'm getting you out of here, Beatrice. We're heading into the sunlight to play in the mud until that dress of yours is covered in it.
If you're really... that person... then would you be that person for
me
too?
You lost your mind? There's no way I could be whoever that person...
I'm just so tired.
Damn it, Bayako, where the hell are you? I finally made it back here! Listen, idiot, you've got some nerve! Get out of here!
You're the one who ended our conversation. And now you... how impudent you are, I suppose.
Cut that out already! You're so childish! If you jump straight
to violence,
we'll
never... You need to stop moving your mouth and go!
There, I made it.
You don't know when to give up.
Until you actually shut me out for real, I'll just come back. Over and over again.
I am shutting
now,
you out.
Now don't give me that. Because if you were serious, there's no way I'd be able to keep on showing up all these times. So stop lying. You're just putting up a front.
You said you're not that person. I asked you and you told me to my face that you're not. That's what you said, so don't even try to deny it, I suppose. If you were that person, if you'd said you were, even if it wasn't true, I still would have believed you. Even knowing it was a lie, I would have had to believe you.
Beatrice.
But you said you weren't, I suppose. You thought I'd lost my mind and called me a fool, didn't you? Well, maybe you're right. I am a fool who can't bring herself to ignore a 400-year-old promise! So just forget it! No matter what you say, it's over, I suppose!
I'm not whoever that person is. And that's the truth! Even so, I want to stay with you, Beatrice. I mean it. I want to be near you so you won't feel sad. Because I know how kind you are.
Thank you.
entrance to the mansion. Is she telling me to leave here for good? If every door in this entire place burns down, does that mean her forbidden library will be...
Goodbye and farewell.
Goodbye and farewell, my ass! You think I'm just gonna give up and let you end it like that? There aren't any doors left. Wait, that's right! Listen up. There aren't any other ones left. This is the last of them. If I open it, I'll probably die. Come on. Beatrice, I have faith in you! That's the first thing you say?
Well, it's true, I suppose. We find ourselves in a stalemate now. I couldn't ask for much more at this point. The promise made with Mother's been fully realized, I suppose.
If that's true, then I want you to hear me out until the end. You have to help me. Beatrice, please save me.
Wait. What?
I thought about all sorts of cool things to say to you. Like how I was gonna stop you from ever feeling lonely again. But honestly, each one just sounded more contrived than the next. You don't need me to try and rescue you. In fact, I'm pretty sure you don't need my help at all. You're strong, smart, resilient, cute. As far as I'm concerned, that makes you more than well equipped to survive on your own. Which means saying I'd save you or help you out wasn't enough. Not by a long shot. Even so, with every one of those amazing qualities you have, you were afraid to go on living alone. You were hurting and sad, weren't you? So I completely understand. No one could blame you for clinging to the idea of that person.
Is that so? And now you think you can just reject how I'm feeling? What do you know about me?
Much more than you think. I know how sweet you really are. How you're someone who'd hold a person's hand and do your best to calm them down when they're having nightmares.
Don't talk as if you know me.
I don't really have any strength, so I can't be of much help to you. But I don't want to leave you all alone, which means I've only got one choice now. And that's to just hang on tight and keep begging. I need your help, so please say that you'll take my hand. Without you, I'd be too depressed to go on living. Please.
That's not fair. It's not fair of you. When you asked me like that, you said that you're not that person. You completely rejected me. And yet... I've been alone for 400 years. Even if I decided to take your hand, you'll just die soon anyway. Compared to mine, a human's life is over in the blink of an eye. What's the use in clinging to that if you...
But I'll still be able to hold your hand right now, and again tomorrow. I'll hold it the next day and the day after that. I can't make it 400 years. What time I have, I want to spend it together with you. And even if it can't be forever, I can treasure you with all that I've got, with all the moments I've got. So then, what do you say? Choose me, Beatrice.
I
You're not that person.
No. I'm no one but me, Subaru Natsuki. Forget about this torch you're carrying for some stranger you wouldn't even recognize in the first place. Come on. Instead of fearing a goodbye that might or might not happen, live with me through a guaranteed lifetime of tomorrows. You'll never be bored. I'm pretty weak, which means I can be a handful. And as caring as I know you are, you'll stay busy looking after me. I'll keep you so occupied, you won't ever have time to think about being sad or lonely. Choose me, Beatrice. I beg you.
But at some point, you'll go away forever.
That's just the way it is. The future you're so afraid of is gonna come sooner or later. Even so.
But you'll die and leave me behind.
Even so, let's be together. We'll do things side by side and live with one another. Let's try and make enough memories to last a lifetime. One where you can finally say you've had fun. Take back those empty 400 years you've had with interest, because you definitely deserve it.
I can't get past knowing that you'll die, that I'll be alone.
That's true. And for somebody like you who'll live for ages, your time with me might feel like an instant. So, I'll engrave each one of our memories into your soul. I swear it'll be worth it. Someday you'll look back at all the moments spent with me and think to yourself, Subaru Natsuki was a guy so memorable that even after an eternity, I still can't forget him. Take my hand and choose me, Beatrice! You want someone to get you out of here, don't you? Isn't that the reason why you sat right in front of this door for hundreds of years?
Push yourself that hard, Mili. So you can relax and just leave the rest to me now. This is a little payback for my first battle.
I'm sorry, but I'm not really sure what you mean. Don't blame me for whatever may happen next.
I won't. We'll make it all work out. You and me are gonna face this together.